Annie Stanley All at Sea by Sue Tedden. Read by Kristin Atherton. Part 1. Chapter 1. Becoming Cyclonic Later. I wake with a start. Someone's snoring, and it's me. Even as six-packed superheroes are triumphing over evil at an ear-piercing volume on the multiplex screen in front of me, I've managed to nod off, with my fist submerged in my popcorn bucket. I pull myself upright and wipe a string of stray dribble from my chin. The 12 or so other people dotted around the auditorium, mostly singles like me, are unlikely to notice the dozing woman in her usual seat at the far end of row G. I expect one or two of them are resting their eyes too. Silver screen matinees are the best, and you don't even have to be over 60. If you get there 10 minutes early, there's a free cup of tea and a budget bourbon. If you get there on time, there's a plate of crumbs and an apologetic shrug from the staff member on biscuit duty. Sometimes I pop into Greg's before the midday screening for a sandwich or a slab of bread pudding, Dad's favourite. Last Friday, I slid out of bed and into my comfiest jogger-cardi combo for a late-morning Japanese animation with an ice cream tub of cold spag bol to sustain me. There's something slightly illicit about going to a daytime screening. But if I see a film at night, I might bump into friends, or worse, ex-colleagues in the foyer, and be forced to make small talk. Early afternoon films offer anonymity. Having said that, on the way home from one last week, I pulled up at the traffic lights alongside Nia Ronson Tanner's mum's Berlingo, doing the school run with a car full of kids. I could guess what Nia was saying.
Hey, it's Miss Stanley! OMG! State of it!
I manage to stay awake for the rest of the film and blink into the daylight as I emerge from the Odeon. My car is in the usual car park, and I've yet to get a ticket if I'm late returning to it. I've got this cinema thing down to a fine art. Plus, it's good to leave the flat every few days and get some fresh air. Vegging out on the sofa, shouting at pointless contestants, has lost its charm. And I'm bored with choosing the right villa for retired couples from Lincoln, seeking their place in the sun. It's a dull Tuesday afternoon. I could pop home, find the stray trainer that's missing from my sports bag, and do a 45-minute circuit at the gym. Or go wild and randomly take whichever class is about to start. Except Zumba. Zumba is for show-offs in expensive kit, who roll their eyes at uncoordinated heffalumps like me. I don't have the frigging funk, and I never will. Can they recite the alphabet backwards in Finnish? Or teach a room full of rambunctious 13-year-olds the chemistry of coastal erosion? I very much doubt it. If I can't find my trainer, I could still grab my swimming things and do a few laps of the leisure centre pool. Then pick up a pizza, polish off that opened Merlot, and hunker down in front of the latest, acclaimed film Netflix has specially selected for me. There again, I could do the gym and or pool tomorrow. Maybe get up early, 9:30 at the latest, and use the morning to wash and bag up my kit, so I've got no excuse. Great. I have a plan. Starting tomorrow, once I find that trainer. Or buy new ones that don't squash my little toes. Or not. Fuck it. I hate the gym anyway. Traffic is light, and I'm home in 15 minutes. Maybe I should jog to the cinema next time. I park in my usual slot. Click my car locked and walk to the front door, patting the pockets of my puffer jacket for the key. I suddenly remember a budget pizza buried in the bottom drawer of the freezer that I can pimp with tinned pineapple. Result. I don't expect to find Kate,